Last week, Central Standard took a historical look at seven life-changing inventions that came from Kansas City. Well, the inventive spirit is still alive and well here in the Heartland. Joining us is local inventor Rich Melton. Rich, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
Thanks for having me, Maria.
Well, first thing I have to ask is, you're an inventor. What have you invented?
Well, I've invented several things. Most of them have not gone to market. The one that I currently invented is I own a concealed carry holster manufacturing company called Cover 6 Gear. And I basically took, I had my concealed carry permit, did not find a holster that I liked, so I designed my own with no real intentions of marketing it, just that it was comfortable for me. And next thing you know, I start showing a couple people and they go, "Hey, I want to buy that."
Well, we asked.
It led to this company.
Yeah, and we asked our first guest where she got her ideas, and let's ask you the same thing. What inspires you?
Well, you know, I firmly believe it's divine intervention, as kind of probably lame as that sounds, but I have this problem with these ideas I come up with. They're just come out of the blue, and typically they're not even things that I would normally do. This one's kind of the only one that's been real near and dear to my heart, but other ones have just, like, I invented a bed for my daughter that hangs from the ceiling. It doesn't touch the ground. And, you know, it was basically, I'm driving down the highway and this vision, it hits me. And I'm like, well, that's crazy. My wife will never go for it. So I try to forget it. But I cannot forget these things until I either get them on paper or start building them. And that's where I tell all the inventors, the best thing you can do with your ideas is put them down on paper or build a prototype or whatever, so that way you can actually see if it's feasible or not.
Yeah. So, I mean, is that really the next step for you, is kind of putting it on paper?
Yes. Yeah, paper. And then in fact, some of them don't even wait for paper. Some of them go right into production where I will actually build my own prototypes and that will allow it to get out of my head. And then I can assess whether that invention is unique enough to take it to the market.
Well, how much trial and error is involved once you get that prototype kind of project underway?
Tons. In fact, the prototyping never stops. Like my current company, I started it a year and a half ago. And to give you kind of an idea, in one of our holster designs, it's gone through five different generations in a year and a half. You know, there's subtle changes, things that no one else might notice, but that even once you get a prototype, that refining of the product never stops.
Well, and is this a solo effort or do you collaborate?
I actually have, for my holster company, I have several people that work with me here in Kansas City. Friends and family help out a lot as we're a small company. But I also have the original design that I designed. I could not have it manufactured by me. I'm not a leather worker. So I had a real manufacturing dilemma, as most of us inventors do. And I was fortunate enough in the previous job that I had, I dealt with a lot of Amish folks. And so I went out and found, and I said, hey, who does leather work? Because that's pretty much where you're going to find it nowadays. There's not a lot of guys with a leather shop on the corner anymore. And so I was able to team up with an Amish family who now manufacture my holsters for me. In that one style. Now, we currently manufacture for over 100 different weapons in two different styles of holsters, so it's kind of outgrown me really quick.
Well, where can local inventors go for guidance in Kansas City?
Well, the best place is the Inventors Center of Kansas City. I'm on the board of directors, and I've been going to the ICKC's, what we affectionately call it. I've been going to ICKC for about 7.5, almost 8 years. And I tell you what, I would never have been able to do what I've done without the help of all those other inventors. Because what it is it's not only people like me there who've done it, but, you know, there's people who are in certain stages of where they need to, and they don't know how to get something to market or where to get it produced or how to get it produced. So it's really kind of like a big think tank where we all get together and try to help each other. And those meetings are on the third Tuesday of the month at the Kauffman's Foundation down off of the plaza.
Yeah, just across the street from our studios here.
Yes.
Well, when you, at these meetings in that group, what kind of guidance do they actually provide besides kind of the feedback from some of the other people?
Well, what it is at any time during the, you know, during a meeting, you can always find one of the board of directors like myself, And what it is if you have a question about, you know, I don't know how to get my widget from A to B, you know, I might say, hey, you know what, we know this person in the meeting and who's attending has done something like that, or we may know somebody. The other thing is we can always offer it up and say, look, does anybody know of someone who does this? And that would, you know, generate leads. I mean, we've done, I think, a fantastic job helping each other and networking to help each other try to figure. In fact, I'm going to a meeting later on this afternoon with another inventor for one of my other products because I was at the meeting and he's there and he saw the value of it and he said, hey, let's go together and show this person this thing.
Well, we have one inventor who sounds like wants to network with you right now. William is calling from Brookside. What's your question?
Yes, I had a couple of ideas, and I just wanted validation if they were worth pursuing further.
Okay. I'll do what I can, but I can tell you the only validation you're ever going to get is really from you, because you're the one who's going to have to not sleep at night and do all the hard things to make it work. But go ahead, and I'll try to answer your question.
Right, yeah, no, you need to have follow-through, that's for sure. One is a combination pen and knife that is slim that can fit in a wallet.
Okay.
And the other one is something that would harness the wind for vehicles. Probably the first application would be large, like semi-trucks, where they would have a foil or a fin that could adjust to the wind and harness that if they're going down the road in a certain, you know, certain direction, the wind's blowing a certain way to, you know, catch it at their back or something like that.
Okay.
So anyways, they're very different, and my follow-through probably isn't the best, but for those kind of ideas, what would be the next step, you know, off the cocktail napkin, so to speak?
Yeah, well, again, we go back to prototyping. You're going to want to have somebody, either you or someone else, try to make whatever you got in your mind. Once you get it on, you know, try to get it as best as you can designed out. And here's the other thing, not just like, oh, I drew a picture on paper. You want to write down all the specific functions that you want that thing to do. And that way, when you're going out and doing the design work, it's going to save you a lot of money, because when you're effectively, if you can't do it yourself and you're paying someone else to do it, every time they do a revision, they're charging you. So you want as much information on those things as you can. Your truck idea, I mean, it definitely would be something that would be interesting to see. But on that one, I think you're going to need a little bit more research on how it's going to work. Because that your theory sounds great, but having a theory and a product are two different things.
Well, I appreciate your input and enjoyed listening to you. Thank you.
And we'll having an upcoming segment that I think William will want to stay tuned for about a website that might help with some of those aspects of it. But you mentioned your group, and it sounded like part of it is getting feedback on those ideas, like William was seeking there, as far as like, I want this. This is my idea. What is that process of taking it to the group when someone comes in?
Well, I'll be honest with you. A lot of inventors, and I was this way too, when they first get involved with a group, they're like, man, I'm not going to say anything because these guys are going to take my idea and run with it. The nice thing about meeting with the ICKC group is there's people like me and everybody else who has so many ideas, I don't really have time to steal yours. I'm busy working on my own. So you can sit with a group and go, hey, look, this is what I'm thinking, and not have to worry about, oh, look, it showed up somewhere else, you know, versus if you went online or did something else. But the thing is, no one, and this is a reality we live with, no one has the passion for your idea like you do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's when we tell everybody at the group, like, hey, look, here, someone may want to bounce an idea off everybody. It's really what it is we don't. We used to do it in a way where we would have everybody stand up and kind of talk what they want, or, you know, explain what they do and what they have an idea about. It's moved away from that now, where we have a keynote speaker and two folks who are basically hotshots, is what we call them. And then after that, we do networking within the group. So if there's – and that's been a really more effective way of bouncing ideas off somebody, because if they come up to me, like, say, William, when he comes to the meeting, because we'd love to have you, William – he comes to the meeting and he comes and finds me or one of the other board of directors, and they go, he goes, hey, I have these ideas. They might say, because it's a knife thing, hey, talk to Rich, and he can help you kind of figure out what's going on, because we see it as more of a you know, mentoring thing too for us, you know, on the board and other individuals who are in the group who aren't even on the board, to say, hey, look, we need to help these people get their idea from this concept to a reality, because that just helps the entire Kansas City Metro.
Well, if anyone wants to get involved with that group, we have the link to the Inventors Club of Kansas City on our website, kcur.org. Well, you know, Rich, what does it take to be an inventor? What characteristics is it helpful to have?
Well, you got to be able to take no a lot. I'll tell you. I mean, even in any of the products that I developed over the years, even the ones that I still have, and I can tell you that I don't care who you are, what you invent, your invention may be so far out of the loop that, you know, it may be 10 years or more before somebody says, you know what, that's a fantastic idea. And that's why I always tell everybody, prototype your stuff, write down what it is, and keep it. Because if it's 10 years ahead of time, you don't want to miss the boat. I've got all these things prototyped and ready, so that if I meet somebody and they go, you know, this is what we're looking for, and I can go, you know what, I got that, and I'll show it to you right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big thing. You got to be able to take no for an answer. And a lot of these things that I do, even this holster company, I mean, I've walked into places after before I even started, and I said, look, would this holster be of interest to you? And, you know, of course, everybody says yes. Oh, that's very cool. Hey, we love it. But then I tell everybody, you know, it's nice when somebody says they like your idea. It's a whole lot better when they hand you money for it. You know, everybody can go, oh, that's a great idea, but then that's actually separating them from their money is the big key to success. So being able to stay with it and understand that everybody's going to say no, and eventually until you get to the point where they go, okay, I can't tell them no anymore.
So,
you know, because it is such a fantastic product, and he is doing this, and he is or she is, you know, successful with it, because everybody's leery of the first time out.
Mm-hmm.
So, and in fact, on our website, we have all these videos from the last 3 years, and that's inventorscenterkc.org, of all the different speakers we've had. And I was the speaker last month, and one of the big things I tell everybody is try not to look like a little guy. Embroidered shirts, you know, dressing clean, looking good, so that way it looks like you've been doing this for a long time. If I walked in with a T-shirt that had holes in it, and I'm going, hey, look, this thing's awesome, you need to buy it, people would laugh me out of the store.
Okay, well, Rich.
Yet if they've just never heard of me before, I mean, I look good and I'm clean cut and well dressed and look professional, then they're going, okay, I just never heard of them before.
And that's good advice for anything. Rich Melton, thanks for taking some time today, and best of luck with your future inventions.
Thank you. Have a great day, Maria.